childish, acting inappropriately like a child. A child at every age has appropriate behavior for that age. When a child of 5 plays all the time, gets their clothes dirty, and fights with their siblings, they're acting their age. When the same person at 16 years of age plays all the time, gets their clothes dirty, and fights with their siblings, they're acting childish. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. 1 Corinthians 13:11. On the surface, this verse seems innocuous. Paul appears to be stating something about himself that is true of most people. So why did he say it? The context of this verse is his exhortation on love. The love of God causes God to be the greatest giver. God's focus is not on himself, but on us. Christ Jesus manifested the selfless love of God. God gives us himself in the Holy Spirit. God is perfect love and mercy and grace. I am a child of God, and I trust you are too. I'm also a child of my mother who, as I write this, is 93 years old and I'm 68 years old. Though I'm a child of my mother, I also am an adult, a father, a grandfather, a husband, and a pastor. So though I am still a child of my mother, I behave as a mature adult, for the most part. As I think of myself as a child of God, I ought also to think of myself as an adult of God. This is the point Paul was making. We are to grow up spiritually and pass from immaturity to maturity. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. When we first come to Christ and are saved, our mind is conformed to the world. It remains conformed to the world until we expose it to the Word of God, praying in the Spirit, and we decide to be transformed. A human child has to decide to mature behaviorally before it actually happens. They have to put away childish things. Likewise, we as children of God must decide to mature before it actually happens. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Philippians 2:5-6. So we must let the mind of Christ be in us. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Romans 12:1. So, we must present our bodies as living sacrifices. Deciding, letting, and presenting are acts of our will. They're acts which indicate maturity and lead to even greater maturity. To not decide, or to let, or to present, is to be childish. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, and of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permit. Hebrews 6:1-3. Maturity requires changing what you think about. It requires moving from basic knowledge to higher levels of knowledge. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. 2 Peter 3:18. Growing in the Spirit requires exercising the Spirit through immersion in the Word of God and praying in the Spirit. When an adult person is accused of being childish, they are typically offended. Don't be offended. Put away childish things and move on into maturity.